When we think of Long Island, we think of the beaches, Ross Italian Ices, the malls, Splish Splash, and even the Long Island Railroad. There are many things on this island that we call home that is important to us. However, with us being virtually surrounded by water, there is a lot of room for storms, floods, etc.
Well then, it's a good thing Mother Nature prepared an all-natural solution to help keep us and our belongings protected from flooding and our island safe from coastal erosion, right? But what if we told you this defense is increasingly weakening? By what, you may ask? Well, there's only one obvious answer. Humans.
Hi. I'm Charlize Penalver.
And I'm Ayana Villanueva, and we're from Brentwood High School, where we think big and use science in our lab to help solve problems in the real world. Welcome to our Let's Science That podcast, where we'll be discussing salt marsh eutrophication and a potential solution involving guar gum and fertilizer.
So, what is a salt marsh? Salt marshes are coastal wetlands that are flooded and drained by salt water brought in by the tide. They are marshy because the soil may be composed of deep mud and peat, which is basically decomposing plant matter.
But now you may be asking, why are salt marshes important? Well, salt marshes are important for multiple reasons. Salt marshes are a vital defense for our coastline. Iris Muller et al. Has shown that over a distance of 40 meters, the salt marsh reduced the height of large waves and deep water by 18%, making them an effective tool for reducing the risk of coast erosion and flooding. Besides serving as storm protection, they act as nurseries and refuges for many species of marine animals and reduce mosquito production, which is great.
What is coastal eutrophication and how does it occur? Eutrophication occurs when the environment becomes excessively rich with minerals. Eutrophication has become a rising trend in salt marshes. This means that the salt marsh have an excessive amount of minerals, which typically occurs from human activity, like farming and maintaining golf courses, that can lead to fertilizer runoff.
Now, how may eutrophication become harmful? Eutrophication is harmful because it results in a depletion of oxygen in the water, a condition known as hypoxia. Many marine animals depend on oxygen to live, so you can see how this can be problematic. Eutrophication also leads to the spread of algal blooms.
In order to prevent this from occurring, we've come up with an idea including guar gum and fertilizer. Guar gum is a fiber from the seed of the guar plant and has thickening and stabilizing properties useful in food, feed, and industrial applications. In the experiment, we would take standard fertilizer pellets and coat them in a layer of guar gum mixed in different ratios of water. The guar gum and water paste will harden and encase the pellets. These pellets then would get baked until all the water was evaporated, and when these pellets get planted with salt marsh plants, like Spartina alternoflora, it would allow for a more equal distribution of fertilizer and prevent as much eutrophication to occur, while giving enough nutrients to the plants to have them grow healthily.
Our inspiration came from our volunteer work at a salt marsh restoration project at Sunken Meadow. We noticed how the fertilizer distribution varied from one part of the salt marsh to the other. Some plants got more fertilizer than others, and we thought about how that may lead to eutrophication. A former student at Brentwood High School, Ahmad Perez, used guar gum and xanthan gum in his work with salt marsh restoration. This led us to think about how beneficial guar gum can be in a salt marsh, and how we could implement it into our work with salt marshes.
If you asked me a year ago what a salt marsh was, to be honest, I really wouldn't know what to tell you. However, after being educated on its importance, especially to where we live, it's easy to recognize how significant its restoration really is. I hope after this you are as passionate or more about this as us and do some research of your own. The science of today is the technology of tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in, stay safe, and remember, nothing is impossible.